Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
What is expected from a judge? On the aspect of subconscious mind, what Justice Frankfurter said for not participating in the decision of Public Utilities Commission of the District of Columbia, Capital Transit Company and Washington Transit Radio, Incorporated v. Franklin S. Pollock and Guy Martin. 343 U.S. 451, is quite enlightening. It reads, the judicial process demands that a judge move within the framework of relevant legal rules and the covenanted modes of thought for ascertaining them. He must think dispassionately and submerge private feeling on every aspect of a case. There is a good deal of shallow talk that the judicial robe does not change the man within it. It does. The fact is that on the whole judges do lay aside private views in discharging their judicial functions. This is achieved through training, professional habits, self-discipline and that fortunate alchemy by which men are loyal to the obligation with which they are entrusted. But it is also true that reason cannot control the subconscious influence of feelings of which it is unaware. When there is ground for believing that such unconscious feelings may operate in the ultimate judgment, or may not unfairly lead others to believe they are operating, judges recuse themselves. They do not sit in judgment. They do this for a variety of reasons. The guiding consideration is that the administration of justice should reasonably appear to be disinterested as well as be so in fact.